Yes, it is good to be back in warm Virginia after being in my home and native land for the last 8 days, where it was minus 20. Nova Scotia is still a wonderful place. In 2007, the Washington Post decided to try something unusual. A reporter wanted to see what would happen if they hired a world-famous violinist to play during rush hour on a Washington subway platform. Would anybody notice? Would anybody stop and listen? So to take part in the experiment, they enlisted Joshua Bell, one of the greatest violinists of this generation. He was just 39 years old then and recognizable. Bell thought the idea sounded like a fun idea, so he agreed to do it. So one morning he put on jeans, sweatshirt, and a ball cap and went down to the DC Metro during rush hour. He unpacked one of his most prized possessions, a Stradivarius violin worth an estimated $3 million. He opened the case and started playing. He played Bach, he played Mozart. And once in a while, someone would hurry past and throw pennies in his case. But no one stopped to listen to one of the most gifted musicians in the world. No one even noticed. They were too busy rushing to work. For his 45 minutes on the subway platform, Joshua Bell collected exactly 32 cents in change. In our gospel today, we encounter John the Baptizer. And as John sees Jesus walking toward him, he tells the crowd, "Look, there is the Lamb of God. There he is, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." So, my friends, if we saw Jesus coming toward us, what would we realize who Jesus was? Would we see Jesus as teacher, as the one who shows us how to live? Would we see Jesus as a friend who invites us into intimacy with God in a way that no one else can? Would we see Jesus as the way, when we've lost our perspective and can't see where to go? Would we behold Jesus as the truth when we don't really know what to believe anymore? Would we behold Jesus as the life when we're not sure about the meaning of life at all? Or would we, like the thousands of people who passed by Joshua Bell during rush hour that morning, just keep going? Brothers and sisters, too often we just observe, but don't really see. At the beginning, we too, like John the Baptizer, don't know Jesus. But like John, when we finally discover Jesus, we choose to follow him, to go where he goes, and to do what he does. And like John the Baptizer, we might use today's gospel as a personal call to become a witness for the Lamb of God by reclaiming our own baptismal call and renewing the vows of our baptism. Because in baptism, we move from not knowing to seeing clearly who Jesus is. In a court of law, witnessing and testifying require swearing to tell the whole truth. Excuse me. That's the worst thing about traveling in planes. You get colds. So in a court of law, witnessing and testifying require swearing to tell the whole truth about events one has observed or participated in. We Christians are Jesus' witnesses today. As our courts work to find the whole truth, we, the members of the body of Christ, must give witness to all God is doing in our lives. To be a follower of Christ is far more than some badge of identification. It means that we've been singled out, chosen, and called, and yes, sent forth. Like John, we go from not knowing to seeing and to testifying. We testify to Jesus' identity and carry forth his mission by being faithful to the ordinary things in life. In other words, by doing God's will. And our journey of faith begins with that personal call, that call to go and serve others, the poor, the alienated, the oppressed. Jesus was not only the Lamb of God, Jesus was the servant of the Lord as well. Jesus came to unite all people, to bring new life to those who suffer defeat, to be a light to the nations. In our first reading today, Isaiah reminds us of God's call to each of us from our mother's womb to be God's servants and a light to the nations. In our second reading today, Paul is called by the risen Christ to be an apostle, to be an ambassador of the good news. Today we come from the last Sunday's feast of the baptism of the Lord into 8 weeks of ordinary time. But ordinary time in the liturgy never means going back to business as usual. It's now our turn to step into the role of servant and to make this world more like the kingdom of which Jesus spoke. To be that light in the dark days in the lives of our sisters and brothers that helps them see through us the love of God for them, and to create that peace and to bring that saving love of God into our own relationships. My friends, we are called to make a difference in this world of ours by bringing that light where darkness may have settled, and hope to that place of hopelessness once lived. At our baptism, we are called to be witnesses and prophets of the Lamb of God along the Jordan rivers of our lives, our homes, our schools, our workplaces. Christ's presence among us is a time for new beginnings, an invitation to walk from hatred and mistrust to the light of understanding and peace, a chance for healing for our brokenness and mending our relationships with one another. In just a few moments, we will be challenged to see Jesus in the most unlikely and most humble things, a tiny piece of bread and a cup of wine. Father Jerry will show us the body and blood of Christ to us and speak the same words as did John the Baptizer. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Brothers and sisters, it is through our communion, our encounter with the Lamb of God, that we are called to claim our own baptismal call that invites us and challenges us to be partners and messengers of Jesus' healing words, empowered to enrich the world with an expression of God's justice and peace. And with the psalmist today, we say, here I am, O God. I come to do your will. And we accept that call to witness to Jesus, the Lamb of God. Amen.